This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway Friday evening after a one-year pandemic delay. The scaled-back opening ceremony in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium will just have about 900 dignitaries and other officials because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games that will be taking place, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reporting nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled. Bars have been asked not to serve alcohol. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moise later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home outside Port-au-Prince, in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moise's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another 7 high-ranking police officials have been detained, but not formally arrested as authorities investigate why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains hit parts of western India, killing at least 5 people, leading the overnight rescues of more than 1,000 other people trapped by floodwaters, according to officials. An Indian Navy statement said it has deployed helicopters for evacuating stranded people and sent rescue teams with boats to the region. Last weekend, more than 30 people were killed in landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in and around Mumbai, India's financial and entertainment capital. The cleanup continuing in storm-ravaged areas of central China's city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed at least 33 people in the city and the surrounding area. Rains continue to pound parts of Henan province, of which Zhengzhou is the capital city. The largest wildfire in the United States continues to burn in southern Oregon, but lower winds and higher humidity were assisting firefighting crews. In Northern California, a fire spread to the neighboring state of Nevada. In Oregon, some 2,000 homes have been evacuated or ordered to evacuate, and 5,000 were still under threat, according to the Associated Press. No deaths from the fire have been reported thus far. The Oregon fire was started by a lightning strike. Smoke and ash were reportedly affecting air quality as far away as here on the East Coast. Ecuador's president declared a state of emergency Thursday in the country's prisons following fighting between rival gangs that killed 22 inmates and injured dozens more. The violence began Wednesday afternoon at 2 prisons. Officials said police had quelled the rioting and gained control of the prisons, and 9 officers and 59 prisoners were injured. The United States on Thursday imposing sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses and a crackdown on anti-government protests early this month. Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. The Treasury Department said that the sanctions have been placed on the Minister of Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website.
That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.
I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.